topic.
Blog Talk Radio.
You leave your home for days and days.
Yeah. Money ain't shit. Bitches ain't neither. You know I'm on that grass. Don't cut on the sprinklers. Put that on my mind, on my breath, and on my fingers. Niggas try to bite my style, but my style a jalapeno. I got skin and air jeans. Trucks on the pocket. Money talks, nigga. I'm caught up in the gossip. You know all my bitches batter. And all my swishes fatter. I milk this shit like cattle. That's my word like Scrabble. And your main girl is a hoe. I go wings grilling her throat. She swallows so many nuts. You fuck around, find a squirrel in her throat. I go take firm in that hoe. Let my snake squirm in that hoe. Nigga, we take turns in that hoe. These niggas so green, they glow. I am the best thing since sweat pussy on my private jet. With my chef cooking so big-headed, my neck crooked. My niggas file when the ref looking. My big bro is Mac Main. So much weed, I got grass stains. These nuts, that's bags claim. I'm on them trees like candy canes. Little toots.
Yeah. 2 Chainz, I might book me for a show. Try my ass low and pick up the whole dough. Fast hustle numbers, I was high in my class, bitch. I like math, all I did was add bitches. Swagger good low, got your girl on all fours. It's not doggy style, I call it froggy style. You dog her out, I tell her, hop in, hop in. 2 Chainz, my first chain had a twin. Gas in my blunt, watching ESPN. And if that pussy good, I wanna see her again. Yeah, I'm from College Park, and I got your bra with me. Wet me. Salt water pool, I can put a shark in it. Everything off in it. Plus, I name my pistol. Last name, fuck first name, I don't give a. Pockets look pregnant, they about to deliver. So when I start tipping, you know the procedure.
Hello.
All right.
Hello. What it do?
All my niggas gangsters, all my bitches freaks. I tickle her pussy, got that pussy tickle pink. I'm the heart of the street, and I just skip the beat. And if that pussy sweet, I want that candy trick or treat. I got diamonds in my teeth, so all my words are precious. I'm so fucking hot, I'ma need some more S's, man. I'm on some other shit. I want another bitch, that want another bitch. And I don't cuddle, bitch, I hit her with that shovel dick. I got that pussy and dug a ditch. Some people gotta punch the clock. Man, I'd rather punch a brick, cause I'm that nigga.
Yeah.
And I'm so cold, I just shiver. These niggas think they hard. These niggas just nipple. I pop a nigga like a sickle. Drop a nigga like a missile. More money, more issues. I size you up and fit you, don't
you?
How's it going, everyone? How's it going? Welcome to the DJ Black Caesar and Friends Show, where all goes down. Hey, guys, I thank everybody for joining me tonight. I thank all you guys for coming out. I thank everybody who's on the phone right now. We got a lot of people on the phone lines, guys, and people are dropping calls. Hey, guys, check it out. Here's the way it's going to go down. If you have a question for any of these artists on the panel tonight, just press 1 on your damn pad. I'll see that, and then I'll be able to acknowledge you and get you locked in, get you clapped in with us. Ask that question. Anybody else has anything, just let me know, and we will get that started. Hey, guys, check it out. Tonight we got on the show. We got a lot of people on the show tonight, man. It's going to be a fantastic show, man. I got my man Dangero on the phone. What's up, Dangero?
What's happening with you, Black Caesar? This your boy Dangero checking in, man. What's happening, everybody?
Hey, good to have you, brother. Also, we got my man Tico. What's up, Tico?
What it do, man? You're not rocking with the fast tongue in the South. What it do, Black Caesar?
It's all good in the hood. You know how we do it. Hey, we also got AD.
Already, what it is, Black Caesar. This your boy AD Rush, representing that black hole light, COL Mississippi.
You know what? You know what? We got a lot of guys on the phone for Columbus area. We're going to get into that in a minute. Also on the phone lines, I got my man Keith, the promoter. Oh, what's up, baby?
What up, baby? What up, baby? It's Jersey Joker coming from Picasso Records.
Yeah. Hey, also on the phone lines, I got Five Mics. What's up, Five Mics?
Yo, what's good, baby? This Five Mics right here representing Florida and BWD Records all day.
Yeah. Hey, also, I got your manager on the phone, Miss Mary. How you doing,
Mary?
That's
what we talking about.
That's what's up. We're in here. We're doing it good. Representing the South. Doing it good. Indie music.
Hey, I got my girl T Glass on the phone. No, she's not on the phone line. I got Miss Bean on the phone line, though.
Hey, everybody. What's up to everybody that's tuned in to the DJ Black Caesar and Friends show tonight? It's going to be an exciting night. It's your girl, Miss Bing. I'm going to be in and out this evening because I'm out and about running errands. And my battery's kind of low, but I'm going to be here with y'all for as long as I can.
I got you, Miss Bing. Hey, do what you got to do, baby. Hey, we also have on the phone line Greenleaf, the producer. What's up, Greenleaf?
Nothing much. How you doing tonight, Black Caesars?
Hey, I'm doing fine, my brother. I'm doing great. Hey, also on the phone line, we got D3 and D3's Pops. What's going on, D3?
What's up, though? It's your boy D3 from Memphis, Tennessee, representing G.O.D. I just got my moves in the car. We gonna get them.
Yeah. Hey, guys, it's gonna be a fantastic night. I hope everybody's tuned in. If you're not, what in the hell are you doing, guys? You need to get tuned in to the DJ Black Caesar and Friends show, where it all goes down. Hey, guys, check it out. We have been off the hook this week. It's been off the chain lines. I think I got promoted to about 2,000 people. So who knows who's here tonight? We're going to have some special guest appearances. But first of all, my man D3, you're going to be up first because D3 wants to introduce us to something. D3 has a video shoot going on April the 6th. And D3, can you tell us a little bit about that video shoot, man?
Yes, sir. Like he said, it's on April 6th. Next Saturday, it's going to be an awesome event. It's going to be shooting from 8 to 2. And also, we 8 through 3, and we're looking for ages 10 and 89. You need to join us also. It's going to be in the downtown.
Where's it going to be at, D3?
What's up?
Well, what's the address, baby?
234. Hold on, guys.
Everybody, hold on. D3's trying to get his information together. D3, what's the address, baby?
What's up, y'all? This is Mike Warren, D3 manager. The info and the video shoot's
on
D3.
I'm all right. Good. What's that information, man?
The video shoot's going to be 8-6 in the downtown Memphis area, around 920 North 2nd Street, where the first scene will be taking place at 9 o'clock. We're leaving this scene at 2 p.m. and pick up again at 3 p.m. at 225 Shane Street. Big off there at 8. Everybody come out and out. Fun and be at 901-257-9773 for info and details for this video.
Okay. Hey, D3 has a new song out called "We Gonna Get 'Em." Can he come back on the stage that song?
Yes, this new song just released on this past Friday called "We Gonna Get 'Em." Just going out getting his devil and taking back everything he took from us, everything he stole from us, and then after we take that back, we're going after him.
I got you, man. That's what's up. Tell D3 to give me a world premiere on that song, man.
Yeah, on my song, we got you know it's gonna be hot.
Hey, D3, give me a world premiere on that song, brother. Basically, you're going to say, this is D3, and this is my song, we're going to get them, D3, DJ Black Caesar.
You know what you're about to hear now, D3, we're going to get them.
JP on the track. Yeah, boy!
Hey. tell them these things I'm looking for will be gon' give. Who real about plenty, I'm unusual for will be gon' give. Those of you feeling this message ain't important, they thinking I'm just recording. You see, no, you better want to be gon' give. And y'all respect, and y'all cause I heart this will look. My father sold through the fence, but the problems that found in the church told me little we didn't be first. And if I would do your research, knowledge you gotta have first. Too bad I don't hold my hand. Think up the mafia like him. Keep them from lying in the hell. Help them to rise from the dirt. Feed those who want to be saved. Breaking the shackles of faith. Teach them to handle the blame. And lead the battle straight way. Slaying the devil is great. Oh, what can go over days? Of my uneven decades. Battle to fill with decay. Bodies of soldiers that pray. Die for the cause we got us in turn. So we won't be in vain. On me, we only one name. We gon' to get them. Say the hell of me.
Yeah, so I like the little track though. The little fella, he working, you know.
Yeah, yeah, he's doing a lot of work up there in Memphis.
Huh? Yeah. I said he's doing a lot of work up there in Memphis. Yeah, yeah. So what's going on with you, Black Caesar?
Oh, man, I'm trying to get it locked in. I got a cold that I just trying to get over, man. I'm a little under the weather. I got over one thing. Now I got another thing. But it's going to be good. Hey,
And tune in. If y'all artists are listening, y'all submit y'all tracks to me as well. I work on more than one radio station. So, you know, I like to network. You know what I'm saying? It's about, you know, gathering your circle and reaching out to people. And that's me. You know, I'm a promoter.
Right.
I'm a marketing consultant. So anything that y'all need, questions, hit me up. I'm always here to help anybody. So hit me up at bosslady948@gmail.com. And you know, I'll hold you down. Shout out to Dangero. I see you tuning in tonight. The whole
you already know.
Tonight, right?
Yes,
hey, gang, we.
Dangero's on the show tonight, man. He's not just tuning in. He's on the show tonight.
Oh, he is. He on the show tonight. I know. I'm saying. I know he's on the show. I don't know if he checked in already or not. I'm just getting on the line.
He's here.
What's up?
What's up with you, C? You already know what it is. We in the building. Appreciate the love. You know, we here.
Yeah.
And my homeboy,
so, where the fastest tongue in the South at? Where he at?
Say the
tongue
in the South.
Tico, on the line.
Man. Say the tongue in the South.
I'm telling y'all, if y'all tuning in and y'all never heard him before, y'all got a treat up y'all sleeve. Like, he got talent. Y'all, I'm telling you, this is not no twister. This is the fastest tug in the South. Toto, little.
Hey, tell him about it.
Thank you, Missy. Appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Y'all got to get back inside the auction. I can't let these cars go by, but I'm going to definitely tune in next week, y'all. I'm so sorry, but I got to get my money, too.
I got you, baby. Do your thing, girl. We'll holler at you later, all right?
All right. Salute, y'all.
Salute. Okay, guys. We're going to get into hey, you know what? I see somebody out there. I see my co-host out there, Willie the Redneck. Willie the Redneck, what's up, man?
How you doing, Mr. Caesar?
I'm doing pretty good, man. How about yourself?
I just got to the hospital, Caesar. Memory loss. You got to tell me what I'm supposed to be doing on this show.
Hey, dude, basically, you sound ridiculous, man. You don't sound like yourself. Are you all right?
I'm all right, Caesar. They said I got poison from drinking too much alcohol or something. I don't know what the hell I was doing that for.
Oh, you got blood poisoning, huh?
Well, it's like too much moonshine, I think. I told him I thought there's some blind guy over there in Chattanooga City with a bad influence on me.
Hey, tell him now, those guys in Columbus City have bad influence on you. Hey, dude, hey, we'll be right back to you, all right, brother? You be stay right there, really, the redneck. Don't fall off a cliff, all right? Just stay right there. Stand up by the sack, by your car, or by your truck. All right, hey, Dangero, what's up, man? What's going on with you guys?
Hey, man, we got that hood tie dropping, man. I got the fastest tongue on the South on the phone, man. Also, I got Eddie Rush on there, man. You know, he got that 6 series out, man. But definitely, man.
Tell me a little bit about what you guys got going on, man, so we can put it out there to everybody else. Let them know.
All right, I want everybody to tune in. Right now, we got out from the HB game. We got Eddie Rush 6 series is out right now, doubtpick.com. Definitely we got that hood tie finna drop. Me and Tico T, the fattest tongue of the South, you on the phone right now. All I can tell you, it's going to be an amazing CD. You can check out the documentary we got, the trail we got going on right now on YouTube under Dangero Henry, or you can look up under Mr. Henry 23, man. Definitely, man, the trailer for the mixtape, and then you get a feel for what we got going on in our neighborhood and where we came from and where we came up with the name Hood Ties, 23rd AV, through Trade Day.
Definitely. I got you. You and Tico.
I got
Tico
on.
Yeah, Tico, what's up, man?
What it do, Black Seal? What you know, good?
Hey, man. Hey, I know. Hey, check it out, man. I know you, but tell the rest of the world who you are so they'll know you.
Well, man, I'm Tico T, man. Reverend Deuce Trey Entertainment, a.k.a. Fast Tongue in the South. You know what I'm saying? You check me out everywhere. SoundCloud, YouTube, Tico TV. You know what I'm saying? Follow me on Twitter @TicoT. Got the hood tie coming with Danger Row, you know what I'm saying, me and him. Just repping where we from. Letting people know about our hood and bring you some hot music. You also got that same day my new single, Talk Money, featuring Grams, the artist of Deuce Entertainment. They're going to be available on iTunes and all your digital download stores on the same day, April 23rd, Deuce Trey Day, man.
Okay. That's what's up. Okay, so now you guys are a duet. You're rapping together now. Can you tell me how that's going, how the collaboration is going?
Well, basically, you know, we're not necessarily a duet. It's just like two people with a movement coming together and bring you some hot shit, you know what I'm saying? I got my thing going on, Deuce Trey Entertainment. Danger Row got his going on, Henry Boy Entertainment, and we both from the same hood. They were hood tied derived from. So, you know, we just coming together. They were long overdue and collaborating, put this out for the people, you know what I'm saying? Just reckon where we from.
Check it out, brother. I'm going to let Miss Bean come on the phone line and ask you guys a couple questions, and then right after her, we're going to let Green Leaf ask you a couple questions. So you guys be ready to be able to stand by, all right? Miss Bean, where you at, Miss Bean? Miss Bean? Hello? Greenleaf, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. What's going on, Black Seas? I'm here. How you doing, Mr. Tico?
What a business is, Greenleaf?
Ain't nothing, man. Broadcasting from the 216 area, man.
Tell your project.
Cleveland, my bad, G. Cleveland,
okay.
Cleveland, Ohio.
Cleveland, Ohio. Okay, okay. Then, what's up? Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Yeah, that's what we know for, Bone Thugs, man. But, yeah, you say your single dropping on the 23rd of April, that Talk Money.
Yeah, you can catch that video on YouTube, you know what I'm saying, Talk Money video featuring Grams. That's the artist of Deuce Trey Entertainment. But the single is going to be live and available April 23rd on iTunes, all your digital download stores.
All right, I'm going to check you out on that. What kind of cut is that, though? Some club joint, a club banger? What?
I mean, it's a ride, get money banger. You can bang it in the club. It's Talk Money. It's self-explanatory. I'm pretty sure Black Caesar got it on the line. You're here for the night out.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. We got it.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to hear that, man. So.
That's scary, Mr. Caesar.
Yeah.
Mr. Caesar.
Yes, sir, Willie.
Someone told me to call you, sir. I was trying to figure out what the hell I was calling you for.
Hey, Willie, we're in the middle of a radio show, so what you were calling me for, you're part of the show, so I guess you're going to be part of the show tonight.
How is that, Caesar? I'm not even black. What, I mean, I'm not
Hey, Willie, you don't have to be black to be part of the show, man. All you got to do is be about that music.
All right, you got Willie Nelson? I like Willie Nelson. And,
hey, dude.
Gonna wait
we got artists on the phone that we're trying to interview right now, brother. So be cool, man. Just sit back. Hee-haw it all day long. We'll get with you in a second, brother. You're part of the show.
What was that y'all said about me?
What was that?
Were you talking shit, Willie?
Yeah, Willie. He's been to the doctor, baby, and he's got amnesia.
It's your girl, no.
Hey, who the hell is that?
That's Miss Bean. That's Miss Bean. Hey, Willie, that's Miss Bean. The girl is on the show every week.
Miss Bean, who the hell is that?
She's a Storm Mob radio.
You know me,
girl.
Willie. You know me.
Yeah,
right.
You know
I'll tell you what, let me listen to the show a little bit, and I'll figure out who the hell you guys are.
Okay, brother. Hey, Miss Bing, you were up, but I guess you had to take a potty or something. I don't know, but you were up.
I'm sorry, and my phone is actually about to die. I'm trying to run to the computer to plug it up, and I can't even get my charger. So, I had this on my phone, I was really just coming back up, and I'm trying to know where my phone died. But I'm working on it, what are we talking about right now? I'm sorry.
Hey, Mr. Cedar, I don't know what the hell Miss Bing is, but she sure sounds sexy to me.
Yeah, check it out. Hey, Willie, just sit back and chill for a minute, all right? Just sit back and chill. Miss Bing, you're talking to Danger Row and Tico.
Kelly D'Angelo. Hey, T.O., how you guys doing tonight?
What's up, Ms. Bean?
What's
how you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm pleased to be talking with you guys. I'm sorry for being a little discombobulated. My parents are out of town, and I'm trying to wash my bag and do a bunch of other little things right in the house. But it's nice to meet both of you. I'll assume that both of you are independent artists, correct?
That's right.
That's what's up. All right, so I'm going to ask you a question about being an independent artist then. Since you become an independent artist, what do you feel is the most, like, the most valuable lesson that you've learned so far?
It's many in that line. I think my most valuable lesson so far is that you just have to invest in yourself. You can't be scared to spend a dollar. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't have the machine of a label. So you are the label. You have to market yourself. You have to put your product out there. You have to get the people and make them buy into yourself. So it's just the process of wearing multiple hats at one time.
Right. I could definitely dig that. The other gentleman, is he there?
Yeah, pretty much controlling your own drive, pretty much a little bit about what Tico said. I mean, being an independent artist, you pretty much control your own drive. You can drop any day, any time. Sometimes being on the major, they kind of push you to the back burner, man. Sometimes they can take the buzz off you, and people, you come irrelevant. Being indie, pretty much you stay relevant at any time. So that's the punchline of what I like about being an indie artist.
Right. No doubt. All right, gentlemen, well, I definitely appreciate you answering my questions. I don't want to keep on asking too many because I'm trying to work my parents right now and my phone might die any second, so I'm definitely trying to call back in if that happens, but I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you guys briefly and be able to ask you the question.
We appreciate
y'all
having us, man.
All right, well, thanks again. And you guys are also welcome to hit me up and stop doing my show on Simon Radio on Mondays and Tuesdays. I do interviews and play music. And Tuesdays, I do a contest called Boss of the Math.
What's your contact info?
MZBING216@gmail.com.
Okay.
So definitely hit me up, and we can put something together to get you on Starmod Radio, too. We'd be happy to have you there.
All right. We're going to be in touch with you.
No doubt. And thank you for the opportunity, Black Seas. As always, if my phone dies, I'm going to call back probably from the 586 number.
I'm listening.
Hey, Mr. Tico. What a bit.
How long you guys been partners? I mean, how long you been rapping?
Oh, I've been rapping since I was 12, man. That's over 10 years.
How old the hell are you now?
Oh, I'm 28. I'm 28, so that's 16 years.
All right, that sounds good. Let's see, what else I want to ask you? Now, Caesar, what else should I ask you, fellas?
Hey,
come on with it, man. You got an open book.
All
right, I just want to, I'm just trying to figure out my place on this show. I think this is my first time on this show. They said I've been on here before, but I don't remember.
Hey, Willie, what the hell is wrong with you, man? What you bump your head on? A rock? Did you bump your head on a rock?
Mr. Caesar, I'm sorry, sir. That was that damn moonshine. He told me that.
Mr. Caesar, I'm DJ Black Caesar, man. Stop calling me Mr. That's my dad. He's Mr.
Oh, you're not Mr. Caesar?
Yeah, he's Mr. Caesar. I'm DJ Black Caesar.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir.
Okay,
I'm just trying to respect you on your radio show, sir. I don't know what the hell you are. I don't quite know what the hell you are, and I'm trying to respect you on your show. Mr. Tico, what kind of music you all got? I mean, like, what kind of hip hop do you, what kind of rap do you do?
Oh, it's just real life music, man. Something everybody can vibe to.
It's
Mississippi music. You know what? Since he wants to know that, We're about to play one of your songs right now, Dangerous and Tico. You got a song called Talk Money. What I need for you guys to do is give me a world premiere for that song. We'll get it started, all right?
Already, you about to tune in to Talk Money. That's Tico, myself featuring Grams, Deuce Trade Entertainment. They will be dropping iTunes April 23rd, Deuce Trade Day. Let's get it.
Turn to that boy song. Talk money to me, I talk back. Talk money to me. Talk money to me, I talk back, talk back. Talk money to me, I talk back, talk back. Talk money to me, I talk back. If you know I'm gonna get it, then you know it's about rack.
I stay on the grind, I gotta get it in. I'm on my hustle every day for the Benjamins. I put your women to the side, no time for friends. I'm on my rocket, stay fat like a kingpin. Like Teflon, say I'ma buy my hall. Like Bone Thugs, no shorts, the laws of dog. Anybody, they can tell you why to pay the call. The wallet ticket with the ticket that they call the boss. If it ain't about money, what you talking, man? Can let you slide with a dollar, need all my chain. And it ain't gonna change, no sleep or rain. The women call the goons up and they bang your brain. No time for conversation about being a cat. These stats to the sitting in the money band. Going by them all out, popping tags. Got rubber band banks coming, Mr. Rat. Need five more verse than before the test. If you want work too, I bring the pack. I'm a hit man too, get a nigga wet. For a price on the head, that's at least a stack. Your pocket's low, they on E. That's why your chick wanna come with me. But they for free, she paid a fee. I'ma go my dog for the 23 at the ABE. Then you know my set. Talk money to us. Do you know about that? Bring money to us. When you pay your debt, it's cash only, no credit or check. My shoes clean and my watch fat. My jeans loaded from front to back. You speaking business, I'm a cool cat. If you talking money, then I'll talk back.
Talk money to me, I talk back, talk back. Talk money to me, I talk back, talk back. Talk money to me, I talk back. If you know I'm gonna get it, then you know it's about rank. About rank. Talk money to me, I talk back, talk back. Talk money to me, I talk back, talk back. Talk money to me, I talk back. If you know I'm gonna get it, then you know it's about rank. Let me think for a minute. The coupe ride smoother when you know it's not rented. The women come quicker when the window's not tinted. Then you step out on the scene in your all white linen. Dropping hot tracks, six flows, I'm winning. My first five racks, that was only the beginning. My label on the rise, my name constantly trending. My hands on the ground, my feet touching the ceiling. Money got me crazy, I think I'm going insane. Jackson, Grant, Franklin, stuck within my membrane. For some odd reason, I feel closer to my domain. Broke without a dime, imagine walking in a four lane. When cars coming at you, why you cycling in cocaine? Frog bottom razor, welcome to the dope game. Tell my money talking for me, why you driving in the slow lane? I'm pitching off the mound, young Grams at the domain. Talk money to me, I talk back, talk back. Talk money to me, I talk back, talk back. Talk money to me, I talk back. If you know I'm gonna get it, then you know it's about rank. About rank. Talk money to me, I talk back, talk back. Talk money to me, I talk back, talk back. Talk money to me, I talk back. If you know I'm gonna get it, then you know it's about rank. Talk money to me, I talk back, talk back. Talk money to me, I talk back, talk back. Talk money to me, I talk back. If you know I'm gonna get it, then you know it's about rank. About rank. Talk money to me, I talk back, talk back. Talk money to me, I talk back, talk back. Talk money to me, I talk back. If you know I'm gonna get it, then you know it's about rank.
Joint dope right there.
Yeah,
I'm about to smoke a pound of bud over here, Caesar.
Oh, what? A pound of bud?
What?
You don't know about bud?
I
I got to get my damn memory back. I don't know who the hell you are, sir.
Willie, you know what? You really sound black tonight, man. You sound like you're somebody else.
Hey, Caesar. My name is William.
I know you're William.
What's your last name, William?
Hey, my name is William. That's my name. Don't call me no damn Willie no more. That's not my name. I don't know who that
is.
Your name.
Okay. Wow. Hey, William. We can't do that, man. Hey, Gas, I got Miss Glass on the phone. What's up, T Glass?
Yes. What's up, everybody? What's up, everybody? Black Caesar in front. Well, DJ Black Caesar in front show. My bad.
Hey, damn, who broke the glass?
What's up, William?
Hey, my name is Willie.
Oh, wow.
Am I to call you Willie or William?
Hey, my name is Willie. Don't call me no damn William.
Hi, you being rude to our guest. What's up, gentlemen? Welcome to the show. How are you? I'm sorry I'm late.
Hey,
you can't be late on the damn show. My memory's kind of coming back. Caesar got on my ass last week about being late.
Hey, but I'm not sure, though. You don't have the same privileges as me. I already paid my rent, so I can do that. I'm sorry.
Okay, Willie. Hey, Willie, let us speak for a second, Willie. Let us ask Tico a couple questions right quick.
Right, no, I'm sorry. I'm a little bit late.
Tico,
that was your song, correct?
Yeah, that was it. Talk money.
All right, I just want to let you know that was hot, but I had a question for you. I'm not sure what Bing already asked you before I got on the line, but you're still indie, correct?
Correct.
All right, are you in the works? I mean, are you speaking with anybody, or, like, what's your plans going forward in terms of not just that record, but with everything that you want to do? I heard you say you've been rapping for a long time, so, like, what's your long-term goals of what you want to do?
I mean, as far as the label situation, I do have my own imprint, Do Straight Entertainment. You know what I'm saying? I'm currently signing myself as far as the label. You know, that's why I told you we on the independent grind. As far as rapping, you know what I'm saying? I already have 3 previous mixtapes that were released by Do Straight Entertainment under my belt. You had 2010 The Future. You had 2010 The Future Chapter 2. You also have Fatty Tongue in the South. All of those are available online. As far as in the industry, I already worked with, you know, numerous mainstream artists. But as far as future plan, right now I'm just working this single, Talk Money. You can catch that video. It's on YouTube, Tico TV. Single will be releasing iTunes, other digital download stores. That'll be April 23rd. And I also have a mixtape in the work. Besides Hood Times, which is me and Danger Road, that will be releasing the same day, April 23rd. I have another mixtape called Loco that doesn't have a release date, but it's in the works. It's basically just representing where I'm from also, which is Lowndes County. It's like saying Lowndes County for short, but crazy at the same time. So that's what we got to work for.
You said Lowndes County?
Lowndes County from Columbus, Mississippi.
Lowndes County.
Yeah. So it's like saying Lowndes County short, Loco.
Hey, they live right down the road for me, Ms. Glass.
Okay, I was noticing
the
accent.
Hey,
very,
hey,
very
hey,
catchy.
Yeah, they were right down the road from me.
I remember who the hell you guys are now. Hey, you Tico and damn Danger, all right?
They're right.
Oh, my God. Anyway,
what I did.
Same for you. Same question.
Hey.
What's your long-term goal?
Stop
being
disrespectful.
I'm let's talk some damn money right now, fellas. I sent you guys a goddamn pint of damn moonshine to your damn studio one night. You don't remember that?
No, I don't drink moonshine.
I don't remember that. I don't drink moonshine, man.
Somebody from your goddamn studio ordered it.
Let Miss Glass finish our questioning, man.
I'm sorry, guys.
I'm sorry.
Jekyll Weaver, Mississippi, don't mean with Drake Moon, man.
No, I don't pay you no mind.
I'm sorry, Ms. Glass. I'm sorry for the rudeness that you just experienced. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'm sorry, Danger Row. You know what I'm saying? So, back to you, sir. What about you? What are your long-term goals in terms of whether or not you want to stay indie or whether or not you want to sign, I guess? Or, you know, make that leap that a lot of other people make towards, you know, not being independent anymore?
Yeah, pretty much my goal is to, you know, pretty much what I'm working on with my different people, A&Rs, different people that I'm messing with, is to change the game, to show the majors that, you know, the indie going to be the way it be. So pretty much right now, I mean, definitely we got the Hood Ties mixtape coming out. I got Celebrate on iTunes right now. Definitely we got a lot of works. I got A.D. Rush, who is on the phone right now. He got new projects out. We just pretty much pushing to the world that indie is going to be the way to be. That's my goal for the next 5 years, for it to happen, to show the world that you don't have to have a major deal to actually get out here. As long as you fund yourself, there's a lot that you can do yourself. I'm trying to make everything in-house, you know what I mean, from the cameraman to the board to everything. So pretty much in 5 years, that's just my goal, to set that standard, and it's going to happen. You know, so that's pretty much what I heard.
Cool.
Then the major labels know that indie is the way to be.
I got you.
Absolutely. I might agree with you on that.
I'm sorry. Dangero, I hear you. Hey, brothers, can you give out your social networks one more time, because the time is getting short. So can you give your social networks out one more time?
Go ahead, TikoT.
You can catch me on Twitter at TikoT. That's TikoT. Facebook, same thing, facebook.com/TikoT. Instagram, TikoT. SoundCloud, TikoT. YouTube, Tico TV, Google, Tico T. Do some entertainment, Fat Tongue in the South.
Yeah, you can check me out on Twitter at HBE Gang. That's capital HBEGANG. Hit me up on Facebook at Henry Boy, NT23. You can catch me on Reverb Nation at Dangero Music, MySpace at Dangero Music. You can catch me on Instagram at HBE Gang. You can catch me. Just Google me, man. I'm everywhere on Google. Just Google Dangero, D-A-N-G-E-R-O, and everything will pop up. So definitely, holler at me. I'm out here strong. Definitely.
Cool. Thank you, Dangero, and thank you, Tico. You guys are upstanding gentlemen, man. I salute you guys. My head goes off to both of you gentlemen. So
man,
now, definitely, guys. And anytime you got something going on, get with me so I can get it out there, all right? So I'll get you guys back on the show.
Definitely, man. Remember, 423 due trade day, man. Good Times, we'll be dropping on livemixtape.com, thatpit.com, any virus site that you can get it from. And also make sure y'all get that Talk Money out of iTunes, man. Definitely, man. So put that date in your phone, your calendar, your wall, write it down in your car, wherever you got to write it down, because it's going to be a movie. You're going to win. I promise that you're going to hear about it. Everybody's going to be talking about it, man. We got some heat coming.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. We appreciate that also, brothers, because you guys got a lot going on, baby. Hey, man, thanks for being on the show tonight. We're going to holler at you guys. Sit back and relax, man. Check your boy AD out. We're going to have him in a minute. But now we're going to do my man Keith. What's up, Keith?
What up, baby? What up, DJ Black Caesar? How you doing?
Hey, Keith. Hey, man, everything is good. I really like this dude. This guy is so energetic, man. When he calls on the phone line, can you feel that burst of energy, that radiant something he has going on? What's up, man? You doing all right?
Yeah, I'm doing great. It's a great night, you know, on the East Coast. I mean, you guys on the South and the Midwest, you guys all laid back. On the East Coast, we full of energy, man. You know what I'm saying? Feels like I drank like 8 Red Bulls today, you know?
I got you, brother. Well, a lot of these people, we got a lot of people, a lot of listeners from up your way, man, so there ain't nothing to it.
Yeah,
Hey, brother, I got a question for you, man. Can you tell me?
I have an answer for you.
Hey, check it out. I want you to tell everybody who you are and what you do.
All right, I go by the name Jersey Joker. Obviously, I live in New Jersey. I'm a co-owner of Bricaza Records. That's B-R-I-K-A-Z-A Records. My partner is Colin the Radical. He's an artist also. Basically, I started just doing the normal promotions as a kid. I have two cousins that are in the rap game, real record contracts, real record labels. I'm not going to name them, but they call me the game. I came in and I started promoting. And I started coming in and I started running my own label.
That's what's up. Hey, brother, I know you got a lot going on over there, what you do, man. You do t-shirts and all that.
We stay busy. We got our own t-shirts. We make our own t-shirts. T-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, you name it, we'll do it. It's direct to garment. It's not no screen printing. It's not the iron-ons. It's not it's not the cheap stuff. It's great quality. We also run our own distribution company also, which is 750 online web stores. We run the iTunes, all that stuff. 80-20 split. I know you guys heard that. 80-20 split.
Yeah.
80 to the office,
yeah.
20 to the company. You know what I'm saying? It's a great
right.
deal. Don't let iTunes rip you off. Let your music be really, really heard. They don't promote for
right.
you. We promote for you.
Right. Now, hey, I'm gonna let somebody else ask you a question, my brother, because I got a lot of people on the phone lines. So I'm gonna get Miss IMT Glass to come back on the phone lines and talk to you for a second, and then we're gonna get Miss Bean to ask you a couple questions. So you guys are gonna be on the standby, all right?
No doubt.
Right.
Ask a question.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that contact information? Can you spell that one more time? You said Picasso.
It's Picasso.
I'm writing it down, actually.
Okay. It's our website is www.brikazarecords.com. And if you want my personal email, it's klevine2834@yahoo.com.
Nice, I got it. Okay, and as far as how long has it been? I might have missed it. How long have you been involved in the industry in general, just in terms of everything that you've been doing? About how many years is that?
In general, it would be probably about a good 20-25 years.
Okay. So
involvement.
In terms of your 25 years, I know you've seen an extreme change just. In terms of, I noticed you threw out some numbers already in terms of iTunes versus what you can do and just et cetera.
Right,
I know you've seen like a lot of change. Like just in general, aside from, you know, the labels typically being hungry and absorbing a lot of the money, what are some other, you know, changes that maybe other people might not be alerted to or just things that, you know, you find interesting or just really, really different in terms of how it used to be versus, you know, how the industry is now?
I'm going to be very honest, and I'm going to be trying not to be rude at the same time. A lot of people are not keen to research. I research a lot. I do everything. I spend nights on end, you know, researching everything that I put out to my guys and bring forth to stuff. Like, people see iTunes, you know, iTunes is like, think about it like this, iTunes is like your Nike, you know what I'm saying? Nike is a name, you know, it costs 20 cents
right.
to run, you know, to make a sneaker. But at the same time, what does iTunes really do for you at the same time? Like, yes, it's a great name, it's legal, it's a name, you're buying a name, and yes, that's great, but you're doing a 60-40 split. What people don't do is they don't do the research to realize how much cost it is to them every month, plus every year you have to pay a membership fee. And if you, want to redo your album the next year, you have to renew it on top of that. And then it's your take your time out of your day to promote it. They don't promote. They do not promote. So all day long, if you work a 9-to-5 job, you know, then you're coming home and you're spending another 10% of your life on the radio, just promote on the computer, my bad, promoting your music. And our company that I go through, you don't have to do that. You could sit back, drop us your mixtape, your EP, your LP, whatever you want, and we have a team that basically promotes, you know, through Twitter, emails, blogs. We have it all locked down. I mean, 808 Dope Boys, 808 Crates, 2DopeBoys.com. I mean, we got it all. And what people don't do is that a lot of people need to start reaching out to other people and stop being so one-minded, one-track-minded. Do your research and don't
right.
think that everything is – it sounds good. Everything always sounds good. You know, the minute money's involved and it's a cheaper price than someone else you talk to, just because it's cheaper doesn't always mean it's better. It really doesn't, you know, because
right.
at the same time, like, I was always taught as a kid – my grandfather always told me, you know, cut once, measure twice. So at the same time,
right.
like, search. Just 'cause iTunes is great and stuff like that. Ask anybody in the world that puts their stuff on iTunes and find out really, really how much. Let them show you. Don't let them tell you. Let them show you their stats.
Absolutely.
They don't show you stats. They really don't show you stats. You don't know that you really sold 100 copies. They're telling you you sold 100 copies. You could sell 150 copies, and there's no way of you knowing that you did not sell it, because how are you going to prove it? It's a company, you know?
Right.
And try getting on the phone with them. Like, we had an issue with one of my artists that someone had stole his music, and we had to legally go through them. It took about 3 months for us to just get a hold of somebody who ran iTunes, just so we can get the music done, down, because someone was making money off of my artist, which was a legal contract of I owned his music. So the person that did it basically went behind, you know, whatever door they went behind, and was making money off of something that wasn't theirs. There's no customer service. It's a download. You know, the company I deal with, there's 4 different gentlemen I can get on the phone with day or night, and if I have an issue, they know it. I get to see where the CDs are sold, who's buying them, their emails. We get to send back feedback to them. Thank you. Did you enjoy it? Blah, blah, blah. iTunes doesn't give you that. iTunes doesn't give you who's buying your stuff. You know, if you want to go on tour, iTunes doesn't break it down to you, like, where exactly you can go. They just know that you got 50 sales this month, you know? And this distribution company that I go through, they let you know that, oh, you had 30 sales in Germany, you had 50 sales in Korea, you had 100 and something in China. So if you're going to go on tour, you know this, and you look up the promoters, and you find, hey, here, look, these are my numbers. You know, people are actually buying my CD.
So then,
you know?
Right. So then, like, for myself, I'm not sure if you know who I am. I'm T-Grass, and I actually manage a couple artists. Miss Bing on the line is actually one of my artists who I manage as well. So for myself, in terms of when I'm ready to, and that should be very soon, when I'm ready to reach out to, you know, yourself, and again, for conversation purposes, you know, if I was ready to reach out to you and say, hey, you know, I have this project that we're getting ready to drop, you know, how can you help us? And again, considering that this would be, you know, the first time that this particular project would be out there, and everything would be pretty much brand new behind this particular album that we're dropping.
Right.
What exactly, I guess, would you do for us, just in terms of, like, right away? I know you already said generally what you do, but just so everybody would be clear in terms of specifics, what would you be able to do for us?
First off, I'll tell you, I'm available 24/7. Anybody, DJ Black Seas will tell you that I have a great reputation. Everybody who he knows that knows me will tell you that if you need me, I'm available all the time. I barely sleep. I suffer from a disease where I don't sleep, and I can't sleep because money doesn't sleep. But basically, we don't discriminate anybody. If you want to help us, I have a crew of 40-plus. If you need help promoting, we'll help you promote, whether it be, you know, you have a link for your Bandcamp or you have a link for SoundCloud, and you're like, hey, you mind if I throw this on your Facebook page? Not a problem. We'll do that for you. Hey, I have hard copies. Can I send them to your house? We'll work out a number, and then we'll do something like that. I'll also offer you the distribution, obviously. You know, that's something that I'm big on, because it's another payday you can get where you're not going to have to work as hard, but you're going to get paid for your work, if you understand what I mean. Like, you're not going to spend 90% of your day on showing links, even though there's links from our distribution, because obviously there's 750 online web stores that you can link out anytime. But at the same time, there's a team that is constantly promoting it. And so you could basically keep going back in the studio and keep going and writing and stuff like that. You don't have to worry about that issue. And there is a legal contract. It is binded by a lawyer and by the company. So it's backed, and it's 100% legal. It's not one of those, you know, you hear these distribution companies, there's no seal of approval. We are completely sealed and bonded and insured.
Hey, Keith,
nice.
I got a question for you, man. I didn't mean to cut you off, but
I'm sorry. I like to talk.
No, brother. She asked you.
All right. Thank you.
She asked you a complex question, and you have to answer, so I understand. But anyway, we got other people on the phone lines also. But
I apologize. I apologize.
No, brother, you don't have to apologize, brother. Now you got this song. It's called Abominable what? Project.
Abandoned Brick Project. Basically, it's a posse cut of two teams combined. As I said, I run Bricasa Records, and a couple of my guys are also attached to another group called Abandoned Playhouse. So we took the name together, made it Abandoned Brick, and they dropped a nasty, nasty posse cut track.
Cool. So this is going to be great. I haven't heard it yet, man. So I've been so busy.
It's an exclusive. Not too many people have heard it. We keep it in the closets. People aren't ready to hear it yet. So you know we're bringing it out now.
Give me a world premiere. Let's get it going, man. Let's go.
Coming straight to you from Bricasa Records to the DJ Black Caesar Show and Friends. Yo, here's Abandoned Brick Project.
It's no mystery that this chupacabra illa. I speak with my boots on the cucaracha killer. This hip-hop essence held up by four pillars. I grew up on Dilla, your roots Asparilla. Born gorilla, I'm King Kong, call me Attila. Got a god complex and a heart like Zilla. Rhyme spiller, my flow's like a never-ending flood. So I'ma let him know when his push come to shove. I overcome and judge through the puddle of blood. I rose up as I charged through the rubble and mud. My inner sanctum is slums among the poor righteous. As the prosperous scum orchestrated your crisis.
I'm mad at control, I can't be confined. Middle name Michael, psycho, I'm out of my mind. I have an attitude, no gratitude, I snap in a dime. And if I'm mad at you, I'll damage you, make sure you don't shine. I'm loopy, think out of the box and out of the lines. And in my heritage, they stomp grapes in a wine. I started rapping so I could stay away from the crime. I got court orders, probation, I'm knee deep in fines. That's just to scratch the surface. I'm worthless, piss people off on purpose when they don't deserve it, giving all them. I'm nothing but a menace, magic verses, exploding words,
yeah.
Just like a chemist.
We could battle, but you never win it. I'm independent, opinionated, but when I pin it, an onslaught on paper, inking with a vengeance. Any inklings of the remnants, I'll collect and finish. And that's words to my words, I spit them honestly. That's my policy, to kill them audibly, while you're mastering mythology. These tag games from this insane oddity will probably have you offering me your apologies. I approach them so randomly and candidly, I look them in the eyes and destroy them single handedly. So picture me as a photo on your vanity, your worst ever fantasy to sue it to your Hannity.
Get up, stand up, come on, throw your hands up. I came to get down, I came to get down. Get up, stand up, come on, throw your hands up. Won't give up, let up, stand up. Get up, stand up, come on, throw your hands up. I came to get down, I came to get down. Get up, stand up, come on, throw your hands up. Translator rolling, you're the whole crew will act up.
I began with no pot to piss in. No rice and beans in my plate, no fried pork. Smack your face with knowledge and wisdom. I was lonely in the streets when they played me low. Went from frog face to ass down to players, no. I ain't care, man, then I took time off. Time from the fan, then time when the mind is soft. Time is money, the root of evil rose above. Illuminati's riding your body, my hip-hop and Brick Cos is rocking your body. We rushing a party with tribal hobby laws. Expect the worst, then I local usabi. That's victory, I spell it out, it's a loss. Bricasa, let's eat now, the game is soft.
Brutish, fearing Julius, enjoying my loyalties. Brutish and unscrupulous, my words embroiled in poignancy. Like a corpse in its buoyancy, stay afloat metaphorically. Symbolizing a core, stories endorsed allegorically. Reporting historically, avoiding guilt and incurred lines. Even gifted of oracles with third eyes, prefer blind. Learn to rhyme, never talk for expression. I ran before I walked, stalk my next step progression. Invention through mentions, writers thought from inception. Since adolescence, my progression, no divine intervention. Work ethic, no regrets. A sense to be clandestine, but well known with respect. Judging mics, I rule the session, left with nothing abandoned. Still seize the moment before Michael landing. Highway to heaven, no tokens. Pace the remainder of the way. Boots were made for walking. Facing anger every day, my route is made for stalking.
Yeah, I walk the narrow path with arrow straps. I'd rather pack a bag and ride into Jerusalem on camelback. I rap a track so I can spit the real. From Massey Beach to all my cats who speak English in Israel. I promise, man, the promised land is promised. Hand to God, it's the honest to God's truth.
truth, I'm standing on it. And I'll be damned if I've been damned a lot. My fans, Mikasa, it's my son and my wife. That's all I care to want. I spare the walking fool. Who is you talking to? I leave them ghost shits, an apparition walking through. My shadow overshadows. My alphabet will let this outcome set weapons on cats. Win this mammal battle. I bet your babble babbles. Reduce to dirt and rubble. The first to scuffle gets the worst because you burst my bubble. The mind advances. The size enhances. So I adapt to situations when I handle stress. I call the floor until I stand and step. I had to take what I want in this life. Nobody handed it. I gotta hustle, no chance taking a fail. I'll make a profit from this album without making a sale.
Get up, stand up, come on, throw your hands up. I came to get down, I came to get down. Get up, stand up, come on, throw your hands up. Don't give up, let up, get up. Get up, stand up, come on, throw your hands up. I came to get down, I came to get down. Get up, stand up, come on, throw your hands up. Translator rolling, you're the whole crew will act up.
Wow, that was nice, my man. Hey, Keith, that was a hella fast song, brother. That was hella fast. Damn,
thank you,
dude.
Thank you. Hey, very talented artist.
God damn,
very
that was
artist.
That was,
wow.
That was fantastic right there, Caesar.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, it was. That was really classic. Green Leaf, where you at, baby?
Yeah, I'm here, man. Y'all, that was a sick posse cut right there, man. Everybody had bars. The female had
thank
bars
you.
And
thank
all
you.
The men, too, man. I like that.
Thank you, thank you.
I got another question for you. You were speaking on the pitfalls of the iTunes and, you know, that distribution entity or whatever.
Yes.
I got as far as indie artists, what are other big obstacles that you see them fall victim to?
I see a lot of people letting doors slam in their face and discourage them. There's a lot of people out there that are very arrogant, and they don't want to work with somebody that's independent or doesn't have, like, the huge budget that they have. And it discourages them because they feel that if that one person won't help them, hey, why am I doing this anymore? You know, people get very discouraged a lot, and that's not just in the music world, it's in life itself. But people got to realize there's another door open somewhere, and you have to find it, because everybody knows a story from any rapper that's in the game today. Nobody opened the door the first shot. It's impossible. There's not one person in the rap game that said, I was found in 2 seconds, and I have $1 million record contract. It's never happened. But the problem is with the indie label, and unfortunately with the rap that's out there today, and no offense to anybody who likes it and stuff like that, but the rap out there right now, in my eyes, is not what I was raised on when we grew up and how to respect the hip-hop game. The money is a big factor now. Right. Money is a big factor. And they're doing the drugs and that stuff. That's not what hip-hop's about. Hip-hop, you know, you go back to the hip-hop, and, I mean, I'm not from the down south. I've been born and raised in Jersey my whole life, and it's got to be the same everywhere. I mean, everyone has their own different language barriers, basically, and, you know, like the down south, you have that twang in your voice, and the club scenes are big for you guys, the bumping, and you know, and stuff like that. Midwest, same thing. Midwest with the tongues, you know, like, I grew up listening to Bone Thugs. I love them to death. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love them. You know, Twister, Chicago, and then you got the West Coast, which is different. But it's all different. But at the same time, it's all relevant to the B-boy and the B-girl and the graffiti, the style of clothes. The clothes today, what these kids are wearing, the lifestyles, is not what our parents raised us to do. Now, I'm 35 years old. If I ever got caught in the house saying some words to my family, I would be in a coma. You know, like, nobody has respect anymore. You know what I'm saying? And I'm Jewish. And I'm, you know, all my friends say, your mom's a black mother, because my mom would lay hands on me at all times of the day. You know what I'm saying? I didn't just get put in the corner and say, stand there for 5 minutes, you're bad. I got my butt whooped, you know? And the thing is, like, what is hip-hop? Hip-hop is not about dressing and this is the problem. Like, the hip-hop today, right now, those are our role models. Those are what the younger generation is using as a role model. And leopard skin tight pants and moon boots
is not what hip hop is about. if you want to do that, you might as well go to the rave scene, because that's what they wear. I mean, like, I've been into clubs my whole life, and I did promoting for raves, hip hop shows, country shows. I mean, everyone has their own style, but this is not hip hop right now. This is not where hip hop originated from. There's nothing. EPMD never came out and said, "Yo, I'm popping a Molly, I'm sweating. I'm popping Molly, I'm sweating." I mean, they didn't say none of that crap. And, you know, all these cats, you know, the bath salts, the this, the that, that's not hip-hop. It's not.
Yeah.
It's a way of living, not a way of partying. You know what I'm saying? It's sickening. And the younger generation that's coming up in this, they're lost. And I believe that they need to be found again. Real hip-hop needs to come back.
Hey, Keith, check it out, man. Can you find us and can you give everybody your social networks one more time, brother, so we can get you out of here, because
I'm sorry. I'm taking everyone's up time. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, don't worry about it, brother. You're good.
Yo, you can find my whole team, everybody, me, from the top to the very bottom. I hate to say bottom, but, you know, to the every artist and producers. www.brikaza.com. You can find us Bandcamp, SoundCloud, SoundClick, Reverb, all my guys, they're all there. Look me up on Facebook. It's Keith Promote R. You know, Facebook doesn't let you change your name. I go by Jersey Joker. Look us up, Brikaza Records. And I appreciate being on the show. I definitely big thanks to DJ Black Caesar. Thank you.
Hey, Keith, thanks a lot, brother. Check it out, man. This is what we're going to do for you, man. I'm going to get back to you, bring you on the show another day, because you got so much to talk about, man. We're going to bring you on the show when I give you all an hour, because you can take up an hour and just talk to me. I got some other people. Hey, Keith, thanks for coming on the show tonight, man. We appreciate it.
Thank you. And DJ Black Caesar, if you can, I didn't hear what the lady's name was, and I apologize. If you could pass my phone over to her, tell her to personally call me.
Hey, check it out. I'm going to do better than that. Tonight sometime, I always do this, man. I'm going to put everybody's information online so they'll be able to go and find you guys and add you on Facebook and add you on Twitter.
Right, perfect.
Okay, thanks a lot, Keith. I appreciate it. Hey, I'll get back in touch with you about those T-shirts also next month.
No doubt, brother. All right, thank you, DJ Black Caesar and friends. Let's go.
Yes, sir. Thanks, man. Okay, what's up next is my man, Five Mikes. What's up, Five Mikes?
Oh, just chilling, man, enjoying the show.
Hey, man, we're enjoying the show also, man. But you need to let the people know who you are so we can get that going.
Yo, this your boy Five Mikes from Florida, Polk County, representing BWD Records. My manager was online too, Verlin. You know, everything good down this way.
Cool. Hey, Dad, check it out. I'm going to let them talk to you. I'm going to let some of these girls talk to you. But first, I'm going to let my man Green Leaf come at you and see what he has to say, all right?
For sure.
All right, how you doing tonight, man?
I'm doing good, man. How about yourself?
Oh, man, it's a beautiful night, man. I'm enjoying myself tonight.
Word.
All right, let me see. I got a question for you. What's some projects you got coming soon and some people can look forward to first and foremost before, you know, we get into anything else?
Okay, we just did a video shoot for my single that we're promoting right now, Here Turning, that y'all should hear right after this. You can get that online right now. It's at YouTube. Five Mike Gorilla, so he's up on the BWD Records. We just finishing up the album right now, and after that, we pushing hard. We trying to take over, you know, every little website, trying to promote, and stay humble as possible.
All right, okay. So you doing shows, whatever, in your area? You in Florida, right? What area are you down in Florida?
Polk County. It's in the middle of Hillsborough and also Orange County.
All right. What's the city, though? I got folks
Lakeland.
Down there in Tampa and stuff. And St.
Yeah, we're about 30 minutes away from Tampa. I'm in Lakeland.
Okay. That's all right, boo. So what's some inspiration?
R&B and gospel. You know, I'm a singer turned rapper. I guess that's what you could say. But I don't need to say I'm a singer turned rapper because I still sing. I do all music. You know, I do rock. I do everything. You know, music is just, it's just in me. My inspirations when I grew up, of course, Michael Jackson, you know, Marvin Gaye, the Winans, you know, Biggie, Pac, of course, you know, Jay-Z, a lot of them, man. I could just keep on naming, you know, and just music just been in me, though, man, you know. So it's like when I hear something, I just got to lay it down right then and there.
All right. What's your creative process? Describe that for me.
Say that one more time. You're picking up on me.
What's your creative process? How do you go about, you know, crafting your song or whatever? You start with the beat or what?
No, man, it's kind of weird. I don't know if people probably do this. I know a lot of my stuff come off of life experiences, but other stuff, you know, some stuff you just make up. You know, to me, it's like art. It's like drawing. You know, you imagine something, and then you make it come to realistic. And I like to challenge myself, you know. So if I see a TV show, I might be looking at a commercial, and something about that commercial make me write about it. So it's like, you know, I try to make a story out of everything. And I try to paint a vivid picture so that you could possibly, you know, whenever you hear my music, you can grasp everything that's going on, and you can see it, you know, visually as well. And that's how I basically come up with my music, you know, life experiences, you know, obstacles that you go through in and out, you know, and movies, everything.
Okay. So I see you big on that art then, huh? And make sure, like, your songs are that's more like art and self-expression for you versus just making music to make money or generate revenue.
Correct.
Okay. I could dig it. All right, thanks, man.
No problem, man.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Greenleaf. We appreciate you, man. Some wonderful questions. What's up with my girl, Miss Bean? Where you at, baby? Miss Bean?
You know what? She said she was having problems with her phone. I think she said and it's her phone dropped to call her back.
Okay. That's cool, lady, because you're up next, then. So thank you for... Thank you for being so kind.
You know me, you gotta stay efficient. just let me see. Just in general, I know he asked you about some projects and some other things that you know that you have coming up. Do you have any like plans to tour, like any cities that you plan on hitting? I know you mentioned the counties in your area, but do you have any specific target areas in mind?
At the moment, I actually can't say I do. You know, like I say, we're just working on an album. By summertime, you know, hopefully, you know, because the album will be dropping in the summer, but hopefully by then, you know, we'll be on tour. You know, that's all in the making. We're just trying to finish the project totally first and then focus on that later, you know, but try to get one thing at a time knocked out the way and then move forward.
Right. Now, where can we hear... what you have available now? Are you on Reverb or SoundCloud or anything right now as well?
Yeah, SoundCloud, you know, BWD Records at SoundCloud. Also, you can hear it at 5mics.com. That's with a Z. Let me see. I mean, if you Google 5mics, it's going to be out there. My manager's on the line, too. She could tell you everything about where it's all actually at. 5mics. _ you know, 5 MICZ at Twitter, 5mics at Facebook. I believe also 5mics Reverb Nation. So I mean, it's a bunch of it out there.
What's the manager's name? Where is she?
Well, yeah,
she's
Miss
on
Mary.
Line right now.
Yeah. Miss Mary. Yeah.
Hey, you know, I just, you know, I'm just like that.
Hey, Miss Mary, help me point out, man. He's a little confused. He's been drinking some of Willie's moonshine.
Hey, so you're wrong. You've been drinking all that moonshine.
I like to, you know, represent my artist, and I like to just step back, you know. We're very humble with our movement, very humble. And I like to just open that playing field for him, keep the spotlight on him. There's a lot that's been going on. We're still in the first quarter, is just about coming to an end. So,
right.
Yeah, I know. It's just about coming to an end. And you can see our grind's been out there this first quarter. We dropped a single as the 2013 Ladies Anthem, And we've literally, just dropped, within the last week, the official video. So there's a lot going on. We have a lot of, I'm very business-minded. So and I have a lot of experience, many years of experience. So some of the questions that y'all were asked, it's not always, because some people will be all over the board and everything. It's not like that. We're very strategic and with what we're going on. We want to make sure that we're not just throwing our work out there. I believe in my artists 150% and support 5Bikes 150%. And then some. So, we're going to do everything that we can to make sure that everything that the listener in the industry sees is the correct perception. So, it's not about rushing a project out there. It's a process, and we're taking the process.
I heard that. That's amazing. You sound like me.
I got a question too, man. I got a question. Miss Mary, can you give the information about how they can get in touch with you, please?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And I do. I have my name is actually very short. So actually, everyone will just call me Miss V. Miss V for short, because my name is actually Verilyn, but I've never bothered to correct you because I've been called so many things. I've been called so many things.
Wow.
Just like Marilyn, but with a V. So, but people just call me Miss V for short. Yeah, just call me V for short.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry, baby. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's all good. Info, I would love to talk to you
after mm-hmm. Right, it's all good. And it's all about timing.
Is your name is Thompson?
Excuse me, sir?
Your name
I
is
just
Thompson? Heard,
the label?
No, is your name, is your last name Thompson?
No. No.
Okay, correct me then.
No, my last name is Keach, K-E-A-C-H. So my name is Marilyn.
I got all your information wrong in my phone as well as my email. So I need to correct that. So do you mind text me the proper spelling, your first name, your last name? Because
right.
I've been going around calling you Marilyn. That's why I'm calling you Marilyn. I'm so sorry.
Right. No. That's okay. Because that's our PR. But that's okay. That's all right.
It's not okay because I'm teaching these people. You got to be correct. You cannot be wrong with your name. People call me Black Caesar. They call me Caesar. My name is DJ Black Caesar. They call it Taylor, a.k.a. the Landlord himself. And that name is Patton. So if they get that name wrong, somebody's going to mess me up all around. There's some other Caesars out there. So the name, if you get name, your name has to be correct. If I was getting it wrong, I apologize. But if you don't care, then, hey, that's my name.
I just didn't realize that you didn't that wasn't cleared up when we actually spoke over the phone. So, but that's okay. I'll send it to you. It's important, but you can all hit me up at on Twitter at PWC Records. And also, 5Bikes. Unless you don't have any questions for me, I think, 5Bikes, I think he gave you the rest of the contact.
Down the street, right?
Hey, Five Mike.
Hey, Five Mike.
Yeah. Yeah, I got a question for you, man. You say you started singing first, right? You're a rapper, singer turned rapper, right?
Yeah.
What made you want to start rapping, man? When you getting the ladies with the singing, man?
Yeah, but you know, it's kind of funny because I don't look at it as rapping. I call it just making music. But what happened was that, you know, it was like, I'm a singer and I'm competing with all the rappers. And so it was like the ego comes to stroking. And I was like, dang, man, I could do the same thing they doing. If they making garbage music like that, would it hurt for me to even try? So once I tried it, you know, I kind of liked it. You know, got a little recognition off of it. So it was like, damn, I'm going to keep on doing both, you know, boom. You know, I was trying to find, you know, cast a feature on my album to rap, my R&B stuff. So every time they spit on it, it was like, dang, man, they suck. So instead of that, I say, I do it myself. So I can only be mad at me. You know,
definitely. Yeah, it's easier when you mess something up yourself versus somebody else, you know.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I can definitely dig that. So what's another music moment? Go ahead, DJ Black Caesar.
This is DJ Black Caesar, man. I'm sorry, I'm phone lagged about that. I had to get back here. Hey, thank you for seeing up the chat, though. Hi, Mike, you got a song called Head Cutter. Can you tell me a little about that song so we get started?
It's a lot of feedback coming in, and I can't even understand a word
you're
saying.
Yeah, I can't hear anything either.
Oh, wow. Let me see where that's coming from. Let me see. Can you hear it now?
I can hear you, but you still bounce the back. Like, it's like a big delay.
Oh, wow. I'm about to call back. Hey, hey, Cody, take it away. And I'm going to call back in, all right?
All right.
All right.
Hello? All right, so yeah, what's one music moment that you're proud of, no matter how big or miscellaneous it is? One of your most tremendous music moments, you know, triumphant, right?
Say that one more time.
What's one of your music moments that you're proud of, like throughout your career?
Oh, actually, man, you know, this song Head Turner, man, right after getting done making it, you know, and how I got hooked up with my manager, is because of this song, you know, and when she heard it, you know, at first I wasn't wanting to push this song at all, and she was like, look, I believe in this song a lot, you know, have faith in me and let me do my job, you know, and let's see where it can ride us. And so far, you know, I've been holding on her coattail, and she's been getting us along, you know, a lot of places, you know, like this interview right now with this one song, you know. So the faith that I have in her, she hasn't guided me wrong in this one song so far. So I would have to say I'm proud of this moment right here with this song.
Okay, definitely.
Excuse me?
And I congratulate you as well on your journey, man.
Man, I appreciate that, man.
Hey, can you guys hear me now?
It's still a lot of feedback.
Damn, dude. Well, you know what? I'm about to mute out some people. Hold on. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm still there?
Yeah.
Yeah. You got a song called Head Cutter.
Correct.
Can I get a little bit on that?
Say that one more time.
Can I get a world premiere on
Head Cutter? Oh, for sure. Ladies and gentlemen, you are hearing it first right here with my dog, Black Caesar, DJ Black Caesar, my fault. My song from the Five Mike Head Cutter. Let's get it.
What it do, world? This your boy, Five Mike. Mr. Ride with the dog himself. Right now, I'd like to take a minute and talk to all my sexy ladies out there. BBWs, you need love too. I just want y'all to know I appreciate everything you do. I'm loving those attributes. I've been phoning for shorty for about a
Yeah, I'm on here.
talk to him, baby, because for some reason my phone is not acting right. They really can't hear me.
Okay. I hear an echo behind everything, too, Kitty. Can everybody hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't hear who just came on the line, because all I heard was like echo.
AD Rush is on the line right now. AD?
I'm going to hang up the phone on my other phone.
No, it's not your phone. It's just, I think there's something wrong with Block Talk. Like, our connection is just real bad. So, but anyway, how you doing? Just let us know what's going on. Like you said, just tell us a little bit about yourself and then drop your social networks real quick for us, and then we'll get into it, what's going on with the project and everything.
Okay, well, you know, I just released that 16 last week on the 21st. We're just trying to do numbers out here in this street with this movement we got going on. With this 6 series, I'm going to do a little promo tour in the fall. We'll drop the second installment to that series, or the 6 series. We're going to rock with it. Lee Dangerous, Suicide, Chico, We Pray, ABE Gang, Keaton G, OK, I've been done. Show it, still make clear.
Okay, so you're down there in the same area as well, correct?
Hey.
I said you're down there in the same area. You said you're down there with Chico, right?
You're with Chico.
Somebody, you know what, I think it's a problem, too. Somebody might need to put that phone on you. Somebody's in the car or something like that. That's all I hear is, like, a car noise. Hello? We here?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm good. That's
what's
right
up?
All right, so who's on the line? Who's on the line and we can get back to business?
This your boy, AD Rush. This your boy, AD Rush. AD Rush, Lowndes County.
Okay, good. You still here. Dope. All right. So, like I had done earlier, in terms of, like, your goals, in terms of what you want to do, either with just your personal project, either short-term or long-term, are you trying to maintain your indie status and just, you know, continue to go that way, or are you looking forward to meeting with some executives and signing with the majors?
I'm just basically trying to push this 6 series right now. Just that installment is going to be 6 mixtapes that I'm going to drop this year, 2013. And, hey, push it out there. I'm a freelance artist, you know. I do many things with the music, you know. So the hip-hop artist.
Okay. And do you have management that takes care of anything for you, or are you freelance where you just handle all of your business top to bottom?
Yeah, we branding. We HBE Gang. HBE Gang, baby.
Right, I mean, I get that. So do y'all have a manager, or do y'all just y'all beat the streets for yourself?
Oh, yeah, we independent. We beat the streets. We work our own pages and everything. That's us, 24-7, 365.
So what you're saying is you ain't nobody's slave. That's what you're saying, right?
Nah, I ain't never sleep, baby.
William, shut up.
I'm sorry, Dick. Well, I just had to ask a damn question because he's only an independent black man, and, you know, you know, my people don't like independent black people too much.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You know, I ask this because, you know, I always ask from a management perspective. I take care of my artists. So I just, for independent artists who don't have management, I just like to ask their perspective on things. It's a little bit different than probably mine. So I like to give everybody a chance.
So you ain't never asked me that damn question.
I feel you on that.
What
you know,
say?
It's just at a point where you're outsourcing your hustle, you know what I'm saying, with the promotion and everything, you know, other people working for
right.
you in different avenues that you can't do for yourself, basically, you know, as the independent artist.
Absolutely.
You got to rely on the outsourcing that hustle with those people that's reliable to you, you know, that your resources, hey, work them, baby.
I heard that. Once DJ Best Season comes online, we could probably get one of your tracks on, but in the meantime, Greenleaf, are you still on here with me?
Excuse me?
Okay. You still there, Greenlee?
I'm still right here. I got a question for you. What the hell are you from?
I'm not talking to you. Okay, you got, William, you got a question for AB. Feel free.
Where are you from, guy? I mean, where the hell are you from?
From Columbus, guy. Columbus.
Oh, you're from Mississippi. Oh, you know you're Mississippi, wasn't it? You're right. I'm just reading for me, fella. I'm serious. I mean, you're not too far from Jackson.
Yeah, I'm in Columbus, though. You know where Mississippi State is?
I heard of it. I've been out there a couple of times.
You know where those girls go?
Forget William. Let's come back to what you were saying. You said you're going on tour and everything coming up. You did say that a short ago, correct?
Oh, yeah, for sure. We're trying to cook up this promo tour right now. You know, there's a lot of DJs just reaching out to me. And so I'm going to fuck with them.
Give us some details on that. Like, I know people local probably want to hear, but, you know, just let everybody know who might not be familiar with your area or even your movement necessarily, how we can, you know, get down with your tour and support what's going on for you and everybody down there.
Okay, well, you know, I got DJ Allie. She's fucking with me out of Philly, you know, finna drop that remix she just did for me. So that Get that new single that I got rocking. And shit, I got my boy DJ Too Tall. He fucking with me real tough out of Jacktown. You know, we rocking like that.
Okay.
But you can find me on Twitter, you know, and all that. 80 Rush Loud County. You can find me at 80 Rush Loud County on Reverb Nation. Facebook is AD Rush at AD Rush Lounge County. You can hit me up on my email at the highlighter at AOL.com. That's DAHIGHLIGHTAH at AOL.com. All day. You can Google Plus me. AD Rush at AD Rush Lounge County. I'm working, baby. They need to hear this. I got that flavor music, though. I got that flavor.
Hey, Caesar, what the hell is goddamn Caesar so we can play this damn music? Hey, Caesar!
His phone is messed up.
Let me get that, baby.
Yo, AD, what's up, man?
Where is this boss Caesar at?
Hey, AD.
What it do, baby?
Check it out, man. You got a song called Geeked on That Bobby. Can you tell us a little bit about that song so we can get it on?
Yeah, that's a song that I got with my guy. Young Danger, the kid out of Tuscola, Florida, he made that beat and he featured on that track right there. Geeked on That Vibe.
Okay, well, give me a world premiere. Let's start that song up, bro.
Already. 80 Rush featuring Young Danger, the kid, Geeked on That Vibe. Broadcasting live on DJ Black Caesar Show and Friend. Already.
Yeah. I feel good in this bitch. Getting out of nobody. Nobody. I'm tripping out of nobody.
Trying to talk, I'm talking about it. Got a bad bitch, chilling. good meat and good strand. Yeah. I'm smoking on that Bobby. I'm smoking on that Bobby. Yo, ho, sloppy. She mocked me. Every time I'm geeked up, I can't come down. I'm elevated, just ask God. The kids ask rock, just ask wrong. We about to blow, smoking out the bone. Young Chief Chong. From Mississippi to Pensacola, they smoking with me. I'm talking pistol. Bitch, they can miss me. With all that bullshit, I'm geeked on that Bobby. And I don't really trust nobody. I don't fuck with nobody. My pockets extra sloppy. Your bitch wanna mind me. I'm riding in the drop Rari. Nah, riding in that pseudo leg, banging through the shit. Niggas know what's swinging. Bobby still banging.
Wow, that's what's up. That song right there was on point, man. That song right there sounded pretty good to me, man.
Let's go to a commercial real quick.
Let's go to a commercial real quick. We'll be right back with the Dim Ward of DJ Black Season Friends Show. Yeah. Blog Talk is really, really messing up today because I pushed the commercial like a long time ago and it's still going. Well, I guess it's not going to play. Wow. Man, Blog Talk is something else, man. You spend all this money and this is what you get. Okay. Greenleaf, are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Greenleaf, you got a question for my man?
Yeah, I got a question for him. What advice would you give to other musicians in the same position as yourself or looking to get into the position that you are in and, you know, building up these networks out of town and stuff like that?
Hey, you just got to stay consistent with your grind, you know. It's a love thing that I got for the music, you know, but just looking at it as a business, you know what I'm saying, not just as
it's
a
high. It's Skip, and I'm with my man DJ Black Caesar, a.k.a. the Landlord of the South. The hottest DJ in the South, in Vienna, the queen of hip-hop, CaesarRadio.com. And C's in here killing the music in the South, breaking records and interviewing people like me. Rinse, dude, pay me.
You believe that crap, man? I played that a long time ago, and it just started right in the middle of you guys talking. Wow.
Yes, wow. No, as you were saying consistent on that grind. And what else, sir?
Yeah, you just got to stay consistent on your grind, you know. It's a love thing for the music, you know, but it's time to be for real with it, you know. Mississippi got something to say, and I feel like I got something to say personally anyway to the game.
Yeah, I see you do. I dig that last track, man. Hey, I produce music as well, so let me ask you a production question or whatever.
Like, okay.
If other producers out there wanted to get some of their beats to you or whatever, you know, how would they do bypass the floodgates, I guess. Say if it was 10 people, how would they be special and stand out to you?
Yeah, I check everything that come in my email, you know. I check everything that come in a Chuck out spam mail and all that. I check all that.
So you looking for it. That's what's up, man.
Yeah, I'm checking out all producers, baby. You know what I'm saying? If you a hot producer,
all right, what's your email one more time, sir?
Hey, Greenleaf is dope. Greenleaf is dope. So make sure you guys exchange information. I think that's a little connection right there.
What's up?
Thanks, Mr.
Greenleaf, sir. DJ Black Caesar. WWKNW.
Wow. I put that like an hour ago. Hey, Greenleaf, I'm going to put all the information online, man. So you might want to hold off on that because I'm gonna put his Facebook online so you guys can hook up later on.
All right, that's what's up.
Yeah. You can check me out, though.
I got you, man. Greenleaf. Hey, Greenleaf, ask him another question, man, if you don't mind.
All right. What inspires you to do what you do, man? What's your musical inspirations as well as, I guess, probably your life inspirations to keep you moving forward?
Yeah, pretty much just life on a day-to-day basis, you know, just like that, get that track. You know, my baby was right there when I made that, you know. That was that motivation, get that. You know what I'm saying?
No matter. No matter the stipulation. You know what I'm saying? The obstacle that's thrown in front of you. You know, keep striving. You know, you're going to let one person shoot your dream, you want to keep going. Hey.
Yeah, I can dig it, man. That perseverance is important, man.
Oh, yeah. Just, you know, push forward, you know. Don't let nobody say you can't do something, you know what I'm saying? Be yourself when you do it, though. Be 100 with yourself. No lying game.
All right, and musically, what's your other experience, your other inspiration? Sorry about that. Like other artists you like, whatever.
Just seeing the hard workers out the South, they really made a way and show niggas how to really get to it, you know, like P, Baby. Hey, I salute them. So Dev, all them, you know, they really show niggas how to get it. Jay Prince, all them, 3-6 Mafia. Hey, Draper, they show niggas how to get it, you know. Po' Boy out of Miami, they showed you how to get it, you know. How to work your tool, you know what I'm saying, it's yourself. Hey, you a working machine. Hey, go get it. If you want it, it's out there for you. Hey, motivate yourself. Run harder. Go get it. Have heart about it.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that, man. You don't need no record labels and stuff for real, for the most part. You know, probably distribution things like that, but a lot of stuff you can do yourself and keep everything in-house, keep that money in-house.
Yeah, you know, that's a powerful tool, though. You know, if the opportunity came about, that's a powerful tool, you know. You may be in that obligation where that person can really help you, you know. In the direction that you need to be going is in the form of artist consultation, you know. Hey, that's why I say you have to outsource it. And, hey, you got to take those reviews, listen to that criticism, what they got to tell you. Hey,
thank you. Trying
to make that music your world business. You know what I'm saying? What you talking about?
Yeah, I can dig it, man.
Hey, AD.
All right, Miss.
What's good?
Go ahead, dear.
Let me ask you a question, man. How'd you hook up with Dangero and Tico? How'd you hook up with them?
Well, you know, me and Ro, we blood, baby. We cousins, you know, like that. But,
you know,
he started off with his grand, though.
Okay.
Yeah,
I've been curious, man. You know why? Because I always get you three confused, man. Well, I get you two confused, AD Rush and Dangero. I get them confused, and you guys got the same digits in your phone number, man. So I get the phone numbers confused because, you know, the other day when I was asking you a question, and I was like, you sent me some numbers. I was like, that's Dangero's number, man. And you're like, no, that's my number. And I was like, dude, I know Dangero's number. So, wow, okay, man. So you guys are kin. I got you, man. I didn't know that.
Yeah, we can't, folks. Yeah. But
do you do a lot of shows down in Columbus? AD?
Nah, I think we dropped again. I think it's just us.
Oh, really? Oh, wow. No, we're still on.
Are we?
I'm here.
You guys hear us? AD.
Is that Greenleaf?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, AD. I see you now. I was asking you,
you was asking him how he hooked up with the boys, and you asked him, does he do a lot of shows down in Columbus?
Oh, yeah. Do you do a lot of shows down there?
I don't think he was back. I think that was Greenleaf that was responding to me.
Oh, you know what? I think he dropped. He dropped, man. So we don't really have time. If he don't come back in, we don't have time to call him up because we only got about 9 minutes in the show. And Willie, where you at, Willie? Willie the Redneck.
Rock is doing
what the hell you want, Peter? What the hell is it you like? I mean, why the hell you keep calling my damn name?
Hey, Willie, calm down, Negro. I was asking you a question. I was about to ask you a question. Willie, what's going on with you tonight, man? You got brain damage? What's up?
Well, I'm trying to get my damn memory back. I just got through drinking some more moonshine, orange juice, and coffee mixed up together. And
that's why you lost your damn memory in the beginning, because you were drinking too much of that crap, man. Nobody drinks that all day long, Willie. Nobody can live off that, man. So you're killing yourself. You're basically killing yourself.
You ain't came and sprayed for these goddamn roaches over here yet, damn it. I've been looking for you to do that all damn day. I'm paying your damn rent. Damn it, you need to come over and take care of your damn business.
Hey, I don't have roaches where I'm at, man. So, you know, you got to do something for me, man. Do you kill your own roaches, man? I mean, you should be used to it.
Goddamn, you're the goddamn landlord.
Okay, Willie, I'll be over there in a little bit, man. I'll be over there to take care of your roach problem, because you're having problems and I got to be blamed for it. Hey, Green Leaf, where you at, baby?
Yeah, I'm here. What's up, DJ Black Season?
Hey, Green Leaf, I got a question. Any more of that buzz and smoke? I'm serious. The damn Caesars is getting on my damn nerves. I need something to calm my damn ass down. Seriously.
This fucker just said I'm getting on his nerves, man.
Was good, Willie. So you need that relaxation, huh?
I need something like that. Some green leaves you got over there.
we ain't got no green leaves over here, man. That's just a moniker, man.
Goddamn it! Hey, let me tell you something, green leaves. You can't come on the damn show and use the moniker and deceive and sleep.
Man.
I'm about to get
if I got the green leaves, we can have a beautiful party, man.
I tell you what, when I get off this goddamn phone, I'm about to go chill with Bob Marley and Jimi Hendrix, so I'm about to chill out.
Hey, Green Leaf, I got a question for you.
Yeah, what's up?
Do you know Stunner Quad from SOMD?
No, I'm not aware of that. Who was that?
Oh, okay. You don't know him. Okay. Hey, T Glass, do you know him?
Who did you say?
Stunner Quad. He's
down with Cleveland, too?
No, he's not from Cleveland. He's from Pittsburgh.
I don't.
Oh, wow, y'all don't know him. Okay, well, I'm going to get y'all to know him. We're going to bring him on the show next week. He's down with Soulja Boy's outfit. He's like S-O-D-M-G, and he's
right.
A good man. And, you know, we talk all the time. Facebook just busted him because he has a video, and he has choppers on the video. So Facebook, they got the cops over to his house, and this dude is funny, man. Stunner Quad, everything on tape. He had his people taping it while it was going on. The cops walked into his house, and they were like, he was downstairs recording in the studio. So he had to go upstairs. When he went upstairs, the police were standing there with their guns out. So they were like, okay, hold your hands up, walk up here real slow, listen to my voice, don't make no sudden moves. And they were in this dude's house. So I called him up today because I seen the video. I called him up today. I was like, dang, man. I said, what's going on, man? I said, you got the ATF all over you, the narcotics? What's going on? He was like, man, somebody from Facebook called the popo on him, and they came to his house. And I heard the police officers ask him. They was like, reason we're here is because you can't be doing that like you're doing on YouTube. You need to be careful what you do on YouTube. So if you guys don't know what's going on with Facebook, that is a police monitor site right there. I know it's fun. I know everybody's on there having fun, talking sexy to their girlfriends, their boyfriends, crazy stuff, talking about having dope on there, people talking about moonshine on there. I know it's all fun and games.
Hold on, Willie.
But the police are monitoring you guys when stuff's going on in there, and they will come to your house because I know all about it, because they called me up one time for something that I didn't even do because somebody said I did it, and they called me up and told me, they were like, we're watching you, son, and we're going to kick you off.
What?
Yeah, they told me that. They told me that. The hip-hop police called me up. So, guys, I'm telling everybody right now as a warning, you guys need to be careful what you say and do on Facebook because they're not for you. I know everybody's having a good time on there doing what they do. Willie's on there talking about his moonshine and crap, but they're serious, Willie.
Hey, my damn mouth, your name. Hey, Caesar, let me ask you a question, Caesar. Now you said the guy down with Soulja Boy, right?
Hey, you know him already. You've already talked to him, man. Start a quote.
Well, damn it, is Soulja Boy in the military? Are they in the military, right?
Hey, Willie, you just a damn fool, man. Come on, Willie. You mean you hit your head hard today? Did you hit your head and did you fry your brain?
Hey, see, I'm just trying to understand something right here. I mean, you said that damn Soulja Boy. That was Soulja Boy. And that's the guy. He's the guy that wore me or something, right?
He's a rap artist, Willie. He's a rap artist. He raps for a living. That's what he does.
The guy not in the goddamn military, and the Soulja Boy not in the military either. They have goddamn guns everywhere on damn Facebook.
I didn't mention Soulja Boy's name. I didn't say nothing about Soulja Boy having no damn guns. I said Stunner Quad had some guns on his video, some choppers. You know what a chopper is?
I'm about to go to my Facebook page. They all that goddamn moonshot off that damn page. I tried to sell some on Facebook. God damn. I can't even have a damn decent business on Facebook. Hey, Caesar, you're my nigga, dude.
Hey, Willie, what now?
I'm sorry, Caesar. I just lost my damn mind. I can't remember what the hell I just said,
see? I know you did, brother, because you lose your man a lot, but, hey, we're going to help you find it, all right? Hey, Willie, let me tell everybody what we got going on, guys. Check it out every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock Central. We got the DJ Black Caesar and Friends show. Tonight has been off the hook, man. Tonight everything's just been going wrong, but hopefully, every week something happens, but hopefully it won't happen next week, guys. I wish Blog Talk would get their shit together. I mean, I just cursed on air. Hey, I don't even curse, man. So Blog Talk, please get your stuff together, Blog Talk Radio.
Wait a minute, hey, that's a damn lie right there, Caesar. They told you to curse me out.
Man, I don't curse. You know I don't curse, Willie. Stop lying. Stop your dang lying, all right? I don't curse. But anyway,
I tell you what, we don't curse on air.
Go back to the archive this show. I just got cursed out by Caesar a couple of times.
Willie, you need to stop lying, Willie. I don't curse.
That's William.
Oh, I'm sorry. William, I don't curse offline or online. But anyway, guys, meet us back here next week. Same bat channel, same bat time. We'll be back again bringing you what's going on in the hip-hop world. Well, actually, we didn't even talk about the hip-hop world. We talked about my man Stunner Quad. But, hey, you know what? Stunner has his lawyers on top of that. So I think the Pittsburgh police are going to be in dire needs of some more police because those guys are doing a lot of phony-ass shit on Facebook. And I really don't appreciate that, man. We're on Facebook trying
to... What did you just say, Caesar? Did you just goddamn curse?
Yeah, I did. I told you I was going to curse tonight, Willie, because,
the mobile customer you have called is unavailable or traveled outside the coverage area. Please try your call again later.
Yeah, Caesar, what the hell was that?
TSL 01. The mobile customer you have called is unavailable or traveled outside the coverage area.
Well, you know what, guys? Check it out. We'll be back. Everybody have a good time, and God bless you all right?
God bless you. Good night.
Good night.
Yeah.
Damn Caesar, no good bastard. Turn the one that got them ripped.
What it do, world? This your boy, Five Mics. Mr. Ride with the Dog himself. Right now, I'd like to take a minute and talk to all my sexy ladies out there. BBWs, you need love too.
Hey, Willie.
Yes, sir, Caesar.
Hey, you going to stop talking about me, too. You going to stop talking about me. When I do something, you going to stop talking about me. See, I heard you that time. I heard you,
mother. They get the other phrases got them roaches and shit, then that I won't be talking about. You see?
Hey, you know what, Willie? I'm gonna come over there and do that for you, man. I already told you I was gonna do that, so you ain't gonna ask me no more, man. Hey, check it out, brother. I'm gonna talk to you tomorrow, man. All right? I'm gonna get ready to go to bed, man. My head is killing me, man. I got a bad cold. I got. Yeah.
Since you got that bad cold, you need to take your ass to bed because I think your head is killing you right about now.
I just said that, man. Damn, are you listening to me?
I think I heard you say that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay. Hey, Willie, go take care of yourself too, man. Get your memory back before next week, all right?
I got to, Caesar. This damn moonshot is killing my ass, seriously.
I know it is, man. Every week your head is killing you, man. No, I'm sorry. That's me. Oh, you know what? Hey, we got to go, Willie. Let's get off the phone line. Everybody's gone.
Oh, damn. So, Caesar, let me tell you one more time.
Yeah!
I'm out of here, Caesar.
Everybody online listen to us right now. Hey, we sorry. We're supposed to be off the radio, man. Everybody's hung up the phone already. We're the only two people on the phone lines. But we know we got all of America listening in right now. So I just want to say, everybody, have a good night.
Yeah, and don't drink too much damn moonshine. Please don't do that, please. I'm drunk right now.
I got you, man. That's what's up. All right, guys. Good night.